From the wine trails of Oregon to Napa Valley, you're listening to Vintage with Brian Bushlack, presented by Mass Mutual Financial Group.
And back in our Portland studio this weekend, we return to Vintage on the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Brian Bushlack, and hey, wherever you may be this weekend across Oregon wine country, so glad you could join us. We're about to kick off the summer travel season. And if you're looking for something to do, kind of that period in late August before everybody heads back to school or back to work, what a great opportunity to spend time in Southern Oregon. You know, those Southern Oregon wines have come so far in the past decade. This industry, Oregon in general, is really at the forefront right now, not only nationally, but on a worldwide stage. And Southern Oregon wines are winning awards around the region and around the country and around the world. That will be showcased, no doubt, at the Oregon Wine Experience coming up August 20th through the 26th in historic Jacksonville. And I have spent so much time in Southern Oregon over the past decade. It's been really a pleasure to watch the growth of the industry, particularly in Southern Oregon. And this event is really the showcase, not only of Southern Oregon, but all of Oregon wines. And it's a great opportunity for you to check out what's happening there. A full week of events. Visit theoregonwineexperience.com to learn more. And who better to give us a preview of this event than Oregon Wine Experience chair of the event, Bruce Nicholson. I caught up with him at the kickoff recently. Hey, Bruce, thanks for taking time out. It's good to see you. You've been with this event for many years. It has to be pretty exciting to see it taken to another level the past couple years, right?
Yeah, it's very exciting to have it go from a local regional competition and an event called the World of Wine here in Southern Oregon all the way to a statewide now event where we're covering all the wineries in the state of Oregon. And it's really exciting. It's got so much more stature now.
What I've really been impressed with is the fact that Southern Oregon wine has really matured over the past decade, showing so well, winning awards not only across the region but around the country. And what's great is this is like Southern Oregon opening the doors to the entire Oregon industry. This is the Oregon Experience now, right?
Yes, this is the Oregon Wine Experience. But, you know, Southern Oregon has always been in a close partnership with the rest of the state in that we have a warmer region here. The northern growers rely on our riper fruit for blending and such, and we rely on their fruit, especially the Chardonnays, the Pinots, for our production on this end too. So it's always been a cooperative effort. It's now great that we actually have a combined competition that includes the entire state. Also, the event is now considered statewide as well. So all the charitable fundraising and such is always considered statewide now.
I'm glad you mentioned that because we do have that collaboration between growers and vintners in the Willamette Valley and the northern part of the state and elsewhere and Southern Oregon. And I think there's a lot of things that most people don't know about Oregon wine is that a lot of that Pinot Noir is sourced from Southern Oregon, right?
Yes, it is. You know, like I said, there's a blending process involved. Some of the northern producers need to have that more ripe Pinot that they want to blend with their own Pinot. And overall, it makes a superior Pinot all the way across the board. It's that traditional Oregon Pinot Noir that everybody wants and craves.
Okay, we're trying to get as many people to visit Jacksonville this summer for this event. So for those who haven't been there, what is it in your mind that makes it special?
Well, definitely the weather. For anybody who lives up north, you know the southern part of the state has tremendous weather, especially in the summer. We have lots of outdoor activities. In fact, this entire Oregon Wine Experience is claims to be a destination event. You can come here to do golf, you can do Shakespeare, you can river raft, you can do all the fun things that you might want to bring your family to do, but you can also attend the Oregon Wine Experience and taste all of the fantastic wines that Oregon has to offer, as well as superior culinary delights that we're going to have for all the events throughout the week.
Well, you sound like the Chamber of Commerce.
No. I've been doing this a couple of years. I kind of understand how it works, and I'm just relaying the information.
What is it you enjoy most about sharing this? I know that, I mean, you've been with this for so long. You've been in the area for 30 years. It's got to be pretty exciting to count down to this.
Yeah, actually, you know, the two things that really get me excited about this is the cause. It's for the Children's Miracle Network. It's for raising money for ill children who we want to get better. But for me personally, and I work with the competition, I get to meet some fantastic people. I get to meet some well-renowned international people that work in the wine industry, wine judges that have worked across multiple nations. And so for me, I get the knowledge from these top-notch professionals, but I also give back for the Children's Miracle Network.
It's such a showcase for this region. I mean, I've been coming here. I grew up in rural Oregon, so it's obviously tugs at my heart because I love Southern Oregon, but it's great to welcome people here who maybe haven't been here, and it's an hour flight from Seattle. It's maybe a half hour, 45 minutes from Portland. It's easy to get here, and I think, you know, it's been nice to see this region grow, not only from a wine perspective, but tourism as well.
Yes, absolutely. As you said, it's a convenient destination for air travel. It's really not that far by car either. If you want to spend the entire week here, it's just a couple hours drive down, depending if you're coming from Eugene or maybe 4 hours from Portland. And then, as I said, there's so many things to do here. Maybe make an entire week out of it. Come to a couple of wine events and help raise some money for children's healthcare. But also take the family, bring them down. Do river rafting, explore Crater Lake, do all the outdoor activities that are offered here, as well as Shakespeare and some of the cultural events that are available.
You know what impresses me the most about this event is that many events throughout the Northwest and beyond are maybe a one day or a one night or a weekend at most. This runs all week long. I mean, when you look at the calendar, it is pretty impressive what takes place here.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, more events up north are also starting to expand, but there's still three-day events or maybe four-day events. This is a one-week event, and it really makes it worth coming down here for, because you're not just down for the weekend, you're down for the week. And you can, again, you can plan for all types of events, including winemaker dinners that are being hosted throughout that week as well. So if you're into wine, you're into activities, and you want to enjoy the warmth and the open blue skies that Southern Oregon has to offer, then come on down for the entire week.
What is the one thing, if you can narrow it down to one thing, you're looking forward to most?
Actually, meeting new people. I really enjoy the entire week because we have people coming from California, from Utah, from Arizona, from up north, from Washington, from even British Columbia. And to actually put your arms around people who love wine as much as you do and talk about it and just celebrate the whole wine experience and also help kids, then it doesn't get any better than that.
Hey, Bruce, I know you're excited to get back to it. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome, Brian. Anytime.
And again, that's Bruce Nicholson. He chairs the Oregon Wine Experience coming up August 20th through the 26th in Jacksonville. When we come back after our break here at the bottom of the hour along the Radio Northwest Network, we'll bring in one of our longtime friends, Les Martin from Red Lily joins us. That and much more as we count down to the Oregon Wine Experience on Vintage.